I'm recording. So, welcome to this evening's meeting of the Waste Management Scrutiny Panel. This is the final meeting of the panel. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. So, the first item on the agenda is apologies. Laura, do we have apologies?
We do. Councillors Baldwin, Forrest, Howe and Parton, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Do I need to read out this bit underneath?
Take it as read, Chair, okay. That's fine.
Does anybody have any disclosures of pecuniary interests? I do not.
No.
Okay. Item number three is declarations of the party whip.
No.
No. Okay, item four, minutes of the previous meeting. So, can we agree that the minutes of the previous meeting are accurate? Councillor Neil?
Yeah.
Okay. We're racing through it this evening. Item number five, questions under Scrutiny Committee Procedure 11.16. Don't believe we have any questions. Okay. So, item six then is the panel report. So it remains for us to agree the panel's report, which will be submitted to the Scrutiny Commission. So does anybody have any comments to make on the report?
Can I just point out a couple of housekeeping issues? Yes, just note on reading it through. There's just a couple of places where we need to amend the date of the final meeting, because we were due to meet on the 27th of September, but we're meeting tonight. So I think on page 10 of the agenda, there's a reference, first underlined title where it says 27th of September. That just needs amending to the 1st of November.
Okay.
And then at the very end, on page 13 of the main report, it just refers right at the end of the appendices to September 22. Probably best to amend that to November.
Okay.
And also a reference within this scope document, Appendix A, to 27th of September also needs to be the 1st of November. So the panel are happy, I will update that before it gets submitted to Scrutiny Commission.
Okay, that's fine. Councillor Newden, do you have any comments?
No, I think the report sort of summarises everything that we've agreed and want to recommend, so yeah, I'm happy to agree it.
Okay. Matt, do you have any comments to make before we?
Probably, if I could start with the food waste collections recommendation.
Okay.
Really, obviously we are in a position where the government has indicated that it's going to mandate weekly food waste collections. We don't know from when at the moment, and they've also indicated that we'll get new burdens funding as part of that, and that it will be fully funded. So we don't know that at the moment. I think the recommendation here is that we do what the recommendation is saying, that we introduce the food waste collections at the point that it becomes mandatory and funded.
Mm.
Is that right, just for clarity on that one?
Which page is that one on?
It's page 12. 12, recommendation 13.
Mm. I think so, isn't it? Considering the wording of the recommendation, yes.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. I think that is okay, and that's consistent with the draft countywide waste and recycling strategy that we've been working on. That will probably come forward for adoption early in the new year. So that's good.
Okay. Anything else?
I think there was something not in the in the recommendations, but in the report at point four about visit to case pack.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
As well, and I have been pursuing that, and I can still pursue that if members of the panel are still keen to attend. I know it has taken a long time.
You had a response back from them recently, didn't you?
I did, yes. So we can organise that hopefully in the next few weeks or months, if that's something.
I'd still like to do that. I think probably there are other panel members that would be interested as well.
I think all of the other recommendations are reasonable, and obviously I think some of them will be led by the council and some more community driven.
Mm-hmm.
So where we play an enabling role rather than a lead one, there's a mixture there. So I think that's quite interesting. I think community projects sometimes have more community ownership, more engagement with people. Mm-hmm. So that's quite good. I think we could look at implementing these. I don't see too many issues.
Okay. Well, if nobody else has any further comments, can we agree the report? Councillor Lieben, are you happy to agree?
Yep.
I'm happy to agree it. Okay. So that's that signed off then. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.